as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to respond to what KJ, who challenged me when I was telling him that the what has taken place in Central America, all of that desperation, that America's involvement has been right in the middle of it. Here we are. This is an article that was in the Washington Post. And this is from December 21st, 2018. And decades of U.S. intervention from the perspective of Fox and others, the answer goes back decades. There was the CIA's covert operation to overthrow Guatemala's democratically elected president in 1954 and America's intervention in El Salvador's civil war in the 1980s and the Obama administration's refusal in 2009 to label the ouster of Honduras's president a military coup, even though soldiers dragged him out of bed in the middle of the night and sent him into exile in pajamas. We've sent troops there. We've suborned governments there and basically have been supporting the elites who protect U.S. business interests. The decades-long history of American intervention has left Central American governments weak and fragile while empowering oligarchies and drug cartels, which has in turn fueled the corruption and gang violence that drives residents to flee. People are leaving because the corrupt governments supported by the U.S. have been tolerated and encouraged the growth of these criminal organizations. Others argue it's overly simplistic or even flat wrong to blame the United States for problems in Central America, i.e. KJ. Of course, yes, the U.S. direct intervention and U.S. policies have absolutely destabilized Guatemala, El Salvador, and other Central American countries, creating long-term problems in the region, said Stephanie Luter, director of the Mexico Security Initiative at the University of Texas, Austin. I don't know, is my adversary still on the line? Didn't you say that I was making those things up?
No, I said they're your opinion, not facts.
No, I do hear the
you're
facts.
Trying to make it. You're trying. No, the article you're quoting is someone's opinion.
It's
that
not. It's
U.S. involvement.
What
has,
part? What
I'm
part
not saying
of,
we're not involved.
What part?
The
what
argument
part
is
of,
whether our involvement has caused the problems rather than hindered them.
The question is why are we involved? Why are we involved?
Well, I'll give you. We are involved for a variety of reasons. If
yeah,
you go
resources.
Back far enough, and I know I don't want to point it out to the audience, but you're old enough to remember when Ronald Reagan came to power and he supported a rebel group against the Sandinistas, which eventually led to an election where Daniel Ortega was voted out as president.
That's,
now, over a decade later, he's voted back in as president of the same country, Nicaragua.
So I don't understand why are you arguing.
Problem.
Why are you arguing and saying that it's my opinion when you just admitted that then President Donald Trump, Ronald Reagan did exactly what I'm saying they did?
Because the argument is whether our involvement helped or hurt, not whether we are involved. We're involved in a lot of countries. We do business with many, many countries across the
why?
World. I'll give you an example. We did not get involved too much, even though we had many businesses there, or American business did business in the country. We didn't do a lot of aid to Venezuela. Venezuela is the worst country in all of South America at this
KJ.
Point. Its inflation rate is over 4,000%. Its currency is worthless.
KJ,
it's been an economic basket case, and yet it has the richest oil reserves in one.
KJ.
In all of the world, with the exception only of Saudi Arabia.
AKJ, let me say this to you, man, with all due respect. You know, when Venezuela, I forgot the guy's name that was the
Hugo
president.
Chavez.
Hugo Chavez. Hold on. Let me draw a contrast here. When Hugo Chavez was in charge of Venezuela, They again, their oil reserves and their standard of living was superior. Also, when what was the guy's name? Libya.
Gaddafi.
When Muammar Gaddafi was the president of Libya, the people who lived in Libya had one of the highest standards of living than people from all over the world. You know what the difference was, KJ? Was when the oil was nationalized in Venezuela and when it was nationalized in Libya. And guess what? And somebody helped destabilize those nations, because those nations both have the sweetest crude oil in the world. And now look at what happened to them. And at the root of both of those overthrows was our government. So you can say whatever it is you want to say, but they're not rooted in anything other than fictional foolishness.
Foolishness is on your part. Muammar Gaddafi is documented as one of the most brutal dictators in all of the history of the world. You may think their standard of living was very high, but God forbid you have political different viewpoints of Gaddafi and express them. He would have not only murdered you, but probably murdered your family as well. He brutalized all his people. Hugo Chavez, they were in good economic shape when he first came to power, and he systematically ruined the country.
Hey,
their inflation rate is the highest in the world, Earl.
Hey,
for you to say that somehow all of those two leaders are something to be aspires to is not only offensive, it's insulting.
KJ,
you need
people,
to go learn some history if
people,
you think they were anything other than brutal dictators who deserve the fate that they
KJ,
got.
Let me tell you some history. This nation is in no position to talk about brutal dictators and what other nations have done to their people. Okay? You learn some history. Because this nation is in no position to ever point its finger at what happened to at what other nations have done with its history. Okay?
So quite the contrary. Yeah, really? How about all those people in Afghanistan when we left? They were begging the United States to stay. They were begging to go back to the United States when we left. You think the Taliban is a better ruler of Afghanistan than we were? For 20 years, those people in Afghanistan got a taste of liberty and freedom, and they got it because the United States came to their rescue. How dare you ever try to say that we caused the problems when we were...
If my ancestors, could come back, if my ancestors could come back and talk about how brutal it was, how dare I? That's the problem. People who are so arrogant to make the kinds of statements that he just made and to dismiss the worst Holocaust in the history of mankind, which is what happened in this country to black people. And to just dismiss that and ignore it is, I lost a lot of respect for him, if I ever had any before. Because to say that in the face of what happened and what continues to happen in this country, I want to apologize for losing my composure. But thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Sam. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys on tomorrow.